Good morning. It's Monday, August the 6th. It's 11:05 a.m. and it's my brother's birthday today. He's 49 years old. He's 2 years younger than me. It's a strange relationship I have with my kid brother. We obviously went to school together until about the age of, till the age of 13, and then I was sent away to boarding school, and he then followed me 2 years later. But of course, once we were at school, boarding school, we didn't see each other really at all. And so most of our relationship is based on the first 13 years where we stayed together. My mother was very strict about Sundays. Sundays were a family day and we were never allowed out the house. You're not allowed past the bottom of the gate. We weren't even allowed to play football on the street on a Sunday. Or go cycling. We had to stay around the house and play. And we spent a lot of time together. We obviously, these were the days before television and stuff like that. And we played a lot together and we were very, very close, very tight. Up until, obviously, I went away to school. And from there on in, we sort of drifted apart. And that was it. We didn't really talk, see much. We both left school at the same time. I left and went off to teach and then went on to university. And he left to become a farmer, which was quite amusing because as kids, he'd always said, or he said one stage at about the age of six, when I grow up, I want to be a moo cow or something like that, which, of course, we never let him forget. And then he became a farmer, which he did for about 5-6 years. And then turned up one day at my house. I used to live in a place called Beaconsfield, which was just outside London. And he turned up there and asked if he could stay for 2 weeks because he was looking for a job in that there London. And he spent, he didn't spend 2 weeks travelling up to London. He spent about 4 or 5 days travelling up to London and found a job in that there London, doing one of them there yuppie type jobs under Thatcher, and moved on up. He worked for a television station and moved higher and higher and up, and at the moment he's head of ITV 3 and 4, which I'm assuming is quite important. Well, it is very important. But we never really had much to do with each other from that point on, or from the point 13. His politics are totally and utterly different to mine. He's a right-wing neo-fascist, whereas I am my yoghurt-wearing, yoghurt-eating, sandal-wearing, tree-hugging, granny-ad-reading liberal that I am. He's quite happily Thatcher. He was, I don't know what his politics are now. We stopped talking a long time ago. But it's his birthday. And I quite like him now. There was a period of my time when I didn't like him. There was a period of time when he was the most annoying person. He is exceedingly paranoid. He doesn't do Facebook. He doesn't do the internet. He's convinced that people are copying him and bugging him. Mind you, having seen the revelations about News Corp and knowing the sort of positions that he has, that might not be totally wrong. But he's so paranoid, and we just sort of didn't keep in contact. When I needed help getting my divorce sorted out, he refused to be involved because he was worried that he would end up paying for it, or he was annoyed that I gave her address. But in the last couple of years or so, I've seen him from a different point of view. He's taken on looking after my mum really well and tries to keep her sorted out and stuff. So, it's his birthday. I sent him birthday wishes this morning. I haven't heard back from him. I know he's got tickets to the Olympics, so he's going to go see a couple of events. So, and he's got the week off, so happy birthday to him. And I'll catch you all on the flip side. Bye-bye now.